Police have been given the job of enforcing the lockdown laws, and there's no doubt it is a tough gig. Wayne Gatt is the Secretary of the Victorian Police Association. Wayne Gatt, good morning. I assume that you've seen the reports this morning that senior police are worried enforcement of the lockdown laws is eroding public confidence. Police being overzealous?
I don't think it's a matter of police being overzealous, but look, I think most of the community recognise that 99.99% of the time, police enforcement's generally directed at crooks in the community. Let's be honest, that's what police do every day. They're now being asked to focus on enforcement activities that bring them into contact with everyday Victorians, everyday Australians. That's really difficult. And trust me, Ali, that's not work that our members want to be engaging in, but are being asked and have to engage in at the current time to enforce the Chief Health Officer's edicts. It's a difficult position to be in because some of these new rules and regulations that have been issued are somewhat ambiguous and entirely subjective in their assessment, and that makes it really, really hard for police on the ground at times.
Well, indeed, I mean, I was going to say, how confused do you think police are, given that we've had quite a few cases? I mean, there's the learner driver, the year-old travel photos, the car wash, all fines that are later withdrawn. Are police themselves a bit confused?
Oh, I think so. And I think that if you read the Chief Health Officer's guidelines, you know, some of those guidelines are pretty clear and some of them become a little bit ambiguous too. So there's some very, very clear messages in there. Stay at home unless you don't have to. If you have to go to work, go to work. But, you know, people should be looking for reasons to stay at home, not for reasons to go out. I think everybody, every fair-minded person in the community gets that and understands that. You will have people that will push the boundaries out there. And police are being asked to make sure that that is kept to an absolute minimum so that the positive news story that is starting to emerge about Victoria and indeed Australia's progress with respect to combating the virus is one that continues, so that the sacrifice that all of us are making, the sacrifice that we're all making by staying at home, is one that has an effect, the effect that we need.
But Wayne Gatt, what was the official direction to police? Because this morning Shane Patton is talking about only fining the most blatant and deliberate breaches. Is that what was the order, only fine blatant and deliberate breaches?
I think that was always the riding instructions from police command that blatant intentional breaches, but that by its of itself is can be subjective too. I mean, it doesn't have to be the world's biggest gathering to be a blatant breach. It's just like a speeding ticket, Ali. You can have somebody speeding 15 kilometres over the limit. That can very much be a blatant breach. It doesn't have to be 250 kilometres over the limit for it to be a blatant breach.
Do you think that Deputy Commissioner Shane Patton is wrong when he talks about the enforcement eroding public confidence? Is that wrong?
I don't think he's wrong to make the comments. I think he's right to make the comments. The community are part of the police and police are part of the community, and we don't want to erode that relationship.
If he's right to make the comments, is he right about the comment? Do you think there is an erosion of confidence?
No, I don't think so. I think the best judge of that, Ali, will be the community itself.
Wayne Gatt there, Secretary of the Victorian Police Association. A number of community legal groups have joined forces. They've set up a website. It's a sort of COVID-19 policing in Australia website, and it's not so much for dobbing people in. It's actually for raising issues that you might have in terms of police response. Gemma Caffarella is the Chair of Government Regulation and Equality at Liberty Victoria. Gemma, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Ali. Thanks for having me.
Do you think police are overreaching?
Well, look, I don't think it's yet a question of whether they're overreaching. I think it's a question of what the guides are as to what they should be doing. I think that's a really important thing. I mean, coming from a human rights perspective, it's very clear that some limits on our freedoms are necessary at the moment to protect the safety of all of us. But in Liberty Victoria's view, the real the key to this is ensuring that those powers are very clearly defined. There is still a real lack of clarity about the rules, and you know, one of those reasons is that they've necessarily evolved at a very rapid pace, and so, you know, it's hard for the community to keep up with the changes. But in our view, it's very important that people aren't given fines, or indeed, you know, don't have the involvement or negative involvement of the police where they are trying to do the right thing. But I think you know, going on from what Wayne Gatt was saying, I think it is, you know, noteworthy that there is so much discretion in the hands of the police. I think that's something that leads to a real risk of inconsistency in the way that the rules are policed, and that creates an issue for the community, I think.
And hence, I mean, I know that the police themselves, you can report a fine and have it appealed, but this website that's been set up by the community legal groups, that's also designed for that, isn't it? So that you can keep a track on areas where you think there might be a problem.
It is, yes. So the website is covidpolicing.org.au, and you know, people are encouraged to make reports if they've experienced what they consider to be you know, negative policing. You know, there's some really interesting examples already coming out of that website. It's only been in action for a short amount of time. You know, for example, a person who had has a disability who was out for a walk with a carer. You know, now that person is less able to just, you know, continue power walking on the entire time, and when they sat down for a rest, they were approached by the police and told that they shouldn't be lounging around. You know, and there's other examples of people who have gone for a short drive and then gone for a run and been approached by the police. So, you know, yeah, the reason that website has been set up is to really, you know, keep some oversight of what's going on with the policing. Yeah. And I think that's really important given the broad discretion that they hold at the moment.
Indeed. Gemma Caffarella, thank you for talking to us.